celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio. Here are your hosts, Al Abrams and Judy Francis.
And Judy is screening your calls right now for dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Volani, animal communicator Joey Turner, and in for Dr. Debbie today, we have the very beautiful Doc Halligan. If you could just see how well Joey Volani's dressed today.
I don't think I'm that much different than any other day, you know.
Did you brush your teeth, comb your hair?
I always brush my teeth twice a day.
Are you wearing clean underwear?
No, they're about 3 days old. Yeah. I wait until you can throw them against the wall and they stick, and then I know it's time to change them. You know?
TMI.
Yeah.
Okay, let's. Stacey, what's going on in your world?
Well, remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can, about that con artist that got away with it and actually went to prison, and then he wrote a book and a movie came out. Well, there's a cat right on his tail. This cat was locked up after it was found carrying contraband into prison. I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
Oh, I saw the video on that.
I did?
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really? Yeah, they took the tape around this cat's belly, and there was cell phones, there was all kinds of contraband stuff that they taped around this cat. But what they did is they, when he was going into the prison, or maybe I shouldn't give this away.
No, go ahead. Give it away.
When he was going into the prison, the stupid guards caught him right away, and now they don't know what cell he was going to, so they don't know whose cat, you know, what cat. They should have waited to see where he went.
Not even that. I would have took everything and just sent the cat back out. And every time the cat came, if I was the guard, I would have had a new cell phone and all kinds of contraband that I could have sold in a prison and made some extra money. Now, come on. These people don't think straight.
Is this a video that you're referring to?
Yeah, there's actually a video on the cat. They show them, they're holding the cat and they're stripping it of all the stuff that's taped around its belly.
We got to post that at the website.
Yeah.
Shocking that a cat would allow that to happen, isn't it? That they'd let you tape stuff to them?
Yeah, my cat, if I try to put a leash on my cat, it drops to the ground and won't move.
Right.
So that is very strange. Yeah. I'd like to see that video if we can post it over at animalradio.com. As soon as I'm done with the show, I'm going to go over to animalradio.com and look at that video. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I got to tell you, I'm not as hip as you think I am.
Oh.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We have Debbie on the phone. Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. I have Doc Halligan in filling in for Dr. Debbie today. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling about my grandson cat, my daughter's cat, Bosco. And he is a three-year-old Devon Rex, which are very petite cats, as she probably knows, or he probably knows. And she's got two of these breeds of cats. And her one cat, BG, is perfectly normal, you know, 6 pounds, healthy. Poor Bosco is three, and he is 24 pounds and gaining. He throws up, you know, 6 to 7 times a day. They've had him in, tested for everything imaginable. The only thing they could come up with was a very thick stomach lining, intestinal lining, and a very enlarged fatty heart. And I was just wondering if, you know, it could be something else. I've heard that pancreatitis can be very insidious in a cat, and she's very frustrated.
So, yeah, the Devon Rexes are little pixie kitties that are normally slender, but you will have certain cats. They aren't related, BG and Bosco, correct?
They are from the same father.
They're from the same father, mm-hmm. The same litter. Okay. You have to be careful because Devon Rexes are predisposed to heart disease or cardiomyopathy. Mm-hmm. That's in their gene. So we definitely... you know, Bosco being 24 pounds is considered morbidly obese once they get that big. And he sounds to me like he may have a bit of an eating disorder, which actually is not uncommon in cats. And it kind of can be a form of OCD because if you think about cats' natures, in the wild, you know, they spend a lot of time sleeping. And then what would motivate them to want to go hunt?
Hungry.
Okay, so then they get hungry and they go and they have to exert a lot of effort to catch a mouse or, you know, whatever. And so we've domesticated them, and the problem is that they don't have to put any effort into getting the food bowl. And most owners usually leave the food out. And so then it creates a real problem for these cats. And some of them will develop eating disorders. And they eat when they're not hungry. And they're eating because their environment's not enriched.
Let me add this. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's okay.
My daughter is a very strict vegetarian herself, very into nutrition. And her cats, you know, obviously are not vegetarian, but they get the best of everything, and they get fed at a certain regimen. It's not like food just sitting out.
Okay,
She's done a lot of research on it, so it's not like, you know, and the one cat, you know, is normal, and the other one's not.
Right.
So,
and the other one's obese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like the food is sitting out.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, if he happened to be on a desert island and had no access to food but just water, do you think he'd lose weight?
We really don't know. I mean, this veterinarian is just baffled because as much vomiting as he's doing, he's gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
With
but
every visit,
he's eating though. He's still eating.
He's eating,
vomiting, yeah.
And he's actually vomiting so badly that the other day he passed out after vomiting.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this isn't the first case I've had like this. I've been practicing 23 years.
Wow.
And, Debbie, 10 years ago, we never saw this kind of thing. But it's just since they've really, I think, made the cat food so palatable. It's so tasty that we've seen a lot more problems like this. But the fact is, once a cat is obese like that, it takes very little energy stores to maintain that. Because he is so obese, it will take probably 1 or 2 years to get him down to a target weight. You have to do it really slowly because cats can develop what's called fatty liver syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And they can die from that. A fat cat, if they stop eating, they take that fat stores, put it in their liver, and then they end up dying from liver failure. And it has nothing to do with why they stopped eating in the first place. So he is a critical cat for weight loss. And you're looking at like a couple of years to get that down safely. Now, for the vomiting, the easiest way to diagnose why a cat's vomiting like that is to do a biopsy with an endoscope of the stomach and the small intestine and the large intestine. Believe it or not, food allergy or food intolerance is more common in cats than it is in dogs. You need to get an absolute 100% diagnosis for the vomiting. And that would be, like I said, you got to biopsy that tissue. You need to work with a board certified internist, not just a general practitioner. So they would be the ones that would do the scoping, and then they work with your general practitioner, and they help you put the cat on specific treatment to stop the vomiting.
I have my own problem here. We have an 11-year-old cat, and he actually broke the record in our town. He's about 35 pounds
Holy
now.
Holy moly. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah,
goodness sakes.
And my other cat is 8 pounds, and they eat the same, pretty much the same.
Right.
And, you know, this cat's been big since he was little the same way. But
It's interesting because some people, you know, I have a sister that I have to watch my weight, everything I eat. She can eat whatever she wants, and she's a toothpick. So, you know, which is frustrating.
I have a brother like that, and I hate that.
Don't you hate that?
I hate that. Debbie, thank you for your call. I know sometimes when people call in, a good percentage of the answers are go to the vet. So we actually had the jingle singers put together the go to the vet.
Go to your vet.
That's beautiful.
I love it. That's... Go to your vet.
Cats are complicated, man. I had a cat with an eating disorder. It was real interesting to listen to that whole thing because, you know, it never occurred to me that his life wasn't enriched. I just found somebody who was a cat person and gave him away. But he was going in the cupboards and getting food out all by himself. And, I mean, he was getting his exercise getting the food. That
See?
Was his exercise.
Yeah. Well, he has OCD, and these cats need to be stimulated. Like, I mean, they have to play with them like 2 15-minute sessions. You got to enrich their environment because they need that, especially a Devon Rex.
Well, it makes sense. All living things need things. You know, you just can't just let them lay around all day and not play with them and spend time with them. But cats are interesting. They're very complex.
Yes.
Just like women.
What? Hey.
Just like babes.
Judy, do you think women are more complicated than men?
Not at all.
Oh, my gosh. Men are so... Oh, you guys are so silly. Men are so easy. Give me a break. What don't you understand about men? What don't you get?
You guys need to come with a manual.
What don't you get? What confuses... Give me one thing that confuses you about men. What?
That they don't understand... When we're mad, why we're mad. I mean, come on.
Oh, see,
on.
It's all about you. There we go. It's not really about the man. It's about the woman. It goes right back to you. They don't understand why we feel this way.
So what's your point, Alan?
My point is men are simple. They are so simple. They are just like dogs. And women are like cats.
Okay. No. You're lucky you're on the other side of the table. I'd smack you.
Oh, yeah, Judy. Oh, come and get me, baby.
Okay, I'll come and get you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Groundbreaking research has found that caring for pets can improve the behavior and social interaction of troubled teens. Backed by a 3-year grant from the IMS company, CBR Youth Connect set out to scientifically evaluate whether working with dogs in its innovative pet therapy program, New Leash on Life, could effectively help troubled teens. The Colorado program pairs unwanted dogs with troubled teens who then care for and train the dogs for 10 weeks prior to being placed in adoptive homes. Many teens in the program improved in some crucial areas of functioning, with gains in positive social behavior, including bonding and attachment, anger management, and responsibility. The dogs improved, too. You can adopt one at PetFinder.com. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people, too. Animal Radio.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? we thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.